Hello everyone, and welcome back to the Fluctus channel. Since the creation of shipping, fires on ships have always been a major safety problem. These incidents can be catastrophic considering the environment where they occur and the limited escape routes a vessel can offer, making them one of the most dangerous accidents in the ocean. They can cause shipment delays, serious environmental impacts, material damages, supply chain disruptions, and life-threatening situations. Its importance also lies in the number of origins it can have, from electrical failures, fuel leaks, or even engine overheating. This has encouraged the formation of special fire brigades with special training to work in these maritime conditions. An example is the Advanced Shipboard Firefighting Training at the Surface Warfare School at Naval Station Mayport, where sailors are trained to handle various damage control situations that occur on ships.
They'll have to come here, get their hands on a hose, and put the water onto the fire to get trained up. That just strengthens their confidence in case they do encounter a real casualty on their ship.
Such preparation is necessary so that emergency bodies can act quickly and efficiently in situations, such as what happened with the MV Grant Costa d'Avorio. This ro-ro container vessel had just completed a routine journey from Baltimore to Newark, New Jersey, when a fire broke in one of the ship's 12 decks that contained vehicle cargo. This area was packed with minivans, trucks, and personal vehicles, with minimal space between them. Considering the high amount of vehicle fuel, the onboard fire suppression system was not enough to contain the fire. By the time emergency responders from the U.S. Coast Guard and local firefighting units arrived, the fire had engulfed significant portions of the ship, identifying the extension of it using thermal cameras. After the fire was extinguished, thanks to the labor of the firefighting units using specialized equipment like fireboats with powerful pumping systems, the Coast Guard began a proper investigation of the incident. Although the exact cause of the fire remains under review, the reports concluded that the rapid expansion of the fire was caused by the vehicle fuel and the airflow passing through the lashing points on the vehicle decks. However, more conditions can cause an emergency on a boat, such as a grounding incident, where a vessel contacts the seafloor, a reef, or other objects like rocks or sandbars. This is what happened to the bulk carrier Sparna when it ran aground on a rocky shallow area while transiting the Columbia River in 2016. The grounding resulted in damages exceeding $500,000, including structural damage and flooding of its forward tanks. Coast Guard tugboats assisted the Sparna in continuing downriver to a safe anchorage, where the sailors did further inspections and later maintenance of the hull. While ships like the Sparna were able to reach the port and be repaired safely, other ships were not so lucky, with serious results. Many ships that suffer accidents can capsize and sink, leading to salvage operations, which are in charge of recovering a ship and its cargo after a shipwreck or other casualty. During the 19th century, groups of divers were already working in the rescue and repair of ships until they evolved into professional salvage companies. Since its inception, salvage teams had followed a series of protocols to carry out their operations accurately and effectively. Normally, they proceed with an underwater survey, inspecting the vessel to be recovered or the damaged section of the hull if the vessel is stranded and floating. Technological advancements in diving equipment, underwater robotics, and submersibles have allowed salvors to work at previously inaccessible depths. Those teams have been vital during events, such as the one that occurred with the MV Golden Ray carrier. Considered one of the most complex and largest shipwreck removal operations in U.S. history, this incident occurred in 2019 when the RoRo carrier grounded off the coast of St. Simons Island in Georgia, launching an extensive salvage operation that lasted nearly 2 years. This carrier was transporting about 4,200 vehicles when it departed the port of Brunswick. After setting off, the vessel developed a severe tilt and lost stability, ultimately capsizing in the St. Simons Sound and beached on a sandbar to avoid sinking completely. After the incident, all 23 crew members were safely rescued, with the Coast Guard playing a pivotal role in the evacuation. However, all the cargo, composed primarily of Ram pickups, GM crossovers, and Mercedes SUVs destined for the Middle East, was lost. During this rescue operation, most of the crew were safely evacuated in the early stages of the emergency. Four South Korean crew members remained trapped inside the ship's engine room, isolated and cut off from direct access to the surface. Using specialized equipment, the team cut a hole in the hull near the stern. Once the hole was large enough, rescuers were able to extract three of the four trapped crew members from the shaft room. The fourth trapped crew member, however, was stuck behind a glass partition on a different deck, but the guard was able to devise a plan to extract him. With the crew rescued, the salvage operation started, lasting over 19 months. Such an operation started by siphoning over 320,000 gallons of fuel and water from the ship's 26 tanks to reduce the risk of pollution. To remove the Golden Ray, salvage teams employed a massive dual barge crane known as the VB-10,000, typically used to recover offshore oil rigs. With a 400-foot-long chain, the teams were able to cut sections of the ship that were sent to be repurposed. The severity of these incidents can affect not only the crew of the vessels, but also the surrounding population and even impede the flow of other vessels. This is what happened at the Fort McHenry Channel in Baltimore when the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed as the MV Dolly cargo ship collided with it. This vessel had departed from the docks of Baltimore and began navigating the Patapsco River. Despite tugboats often helping vessels leave docking areas, the Dolly's tugs were already disengaged as the ship continued under its own power. Shortly after, the ship started losing control, increasing its speed and with the pilot unable to steer it. Even with the anchor deployed, it made little difference to avoid the inevitable impact. Immediately after this incident occurred, the emergency forces acted to begin their rescue operations. Once it was ensured that there were no people at the site of the collapse and its surroundings, we proceeded with the salvage operations. The first step in the operation was a meticulous assessment of both the wreckage and the ships. Then, the salvage team strategically removed 182 containers from the vessel's deck to reduce the weight of the MV Dolly. To begin cutting the bridge truss, more than 40 divers were needed to map the debris field using a sonar imaging tool. The cutting process focused on the so-called section 4 of the bridge, with experts cutting the critical areas of said section. Several specialized cranes were deployed to lift and remove the section from the ship safely. These cranes are capable of moving massive amounts of weight and have to be operated with extreme precision to avoid causing further damage to the ship or dropping debris into the Patapsco River. Even so, manageable sections were cut so as to not cause too many inconveniences when moving them. Once most of the debris was removed from the bridge, the salvage team focused on refloating the MV Dolly. With its buoyancy secured, the Coast Guard used tugboats to move the cargo ship to a safer location for further repairs. This allowed the channel to be reopened for the normal transit of ships to the port of Baltimore. With all those incidents happening, there is a clear uncertainty about how or when such accidents will occur. This drives the development of more sophisticated systems for accident prevention and response to this type of emergency. In this way, it will be possible to reach a future where these calamities are a thing of the past. That's the end of the video. I hope you enjoyed it. Make sure to subscribe to this channel so you don't miss any of our new content. See you next time.